Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Yeah, Baby, the Modern Mama's Guide to Mastering Pregnancy, Having a Healthy Baby, and Bouncing Back Better Than Ever by Jillian Michaels. Narrated by Jillian Michaels. Publisher's note. This audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please visit Tantor.com and type Yeah Baby into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on the PDF extra one. When prompted, enter the access code MODERN to access the bonus material. You'll hear references to recipes and exercises in this audiobook. Please reference the bonus material to access the material. This one is for my beautiful family. Thank you for being the inspiration behind not just this book, but every day of my life. Heidi, Lou, Phoenix, and of course, my own beloved mom, Joanne. I love you guys to the moon and back again. Introduction. Yeah, baby. The fact that you've picked up this book is pretty exciting. Obviously, you're either pregnant or you desire to be, and that is incredibly fantastic news. So get ready because I'm about to turn everything you think you know about pregnancy upside down. Not to worry, it's all good news. Like this. Research shows us that if you manage your pregnancy properly, not only will you maintain your current level of fitness, but in many cases, you can actually improve it. Or how about this one? Recent studies have revealed that pregnancy can be a veritable fountain of youth. Yep. During a healthy pregnancy, your baby can actually give you embryonic stem cells to help you turn back the clock and emerge from this incredible period better than ever. One more teaser. Proper fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle habits can increase your child's athleticism, IQ, likelihood for a healthy adult body weight, and even long-term earning potential. Bottom line, pregnancy is a magical time, literally and figuratively, where the miracle of life can have tremendous potency and transformative power for you and your little one, if you have the awareness to take the proper actions. There's a lot to know and a lot to get excited about. And this book is about all that good stuff, including some of the very newest information out there that can help you make your pregnancy smoother and help you take advantage of what scientists and doctors know that they didn't know when your mom had you. Now, I'd love to continue giving you my best warm and fuzzy, but I am a big subscriber to the Truth Will Set You Free Club. And if you're familiar with me at all, I'm pretty sure you know that already. So let's be honest. Pregnancy isn't all rose garlands wreathing the heads of cherub-like babies. Your life is about to change, and that's incredibly awesome, joyful, overwhelming, and for some, most, scary. Yes, all these emotions can exist simultaneously, and despite all the wonders of modern science, honestly, there are still some parts of pregnancy that aren't all that fun, like morning sickness, mood swings, and swollen ankles. I'm going to walk you through all of it. I'm also going to alert you to some real dangers out there, dangers to your health and to the health of your baby. It's a polluted and not always ethical world, and the sooner you know that, the sooner you can get motivated to do what you can do to work around it. That's another big part of this book, as you'll soon see. Welcome to pregnancy and eventual parenthood. Getting ready for your new life. So, how is your life about to change? In so many ways. First and foremost, your life is no longer your own. You'll soon discover, if you haven't already, that your priorities are utterly realigned, your emotions will be hijacked, and your body will become a vessel for a brand new life. All this in just the first 40 weeks? That's some serious shit to contemplate. And the sooner we get real with each other, the sooner I can help you take control, master your maternity, give your kiddo every possible advantage right from the start, and get you a post-baby body to die for. There, I said it. You can do your absolute best to make a healthy baby and be a hot mama all at the same time. It's the ultimate promise, but I stand by it because I've done it for others and I can do it for you. So why not kick this thing off with a bang? Together, we can make this happen. With the right information, you can make the right choices to exact the optimal outcome for you and yours. Now, Maybe you're really looking forward to what I have to say because this is your first baby and you haven't learned that much about being pregnant yet. You're hungry for knowledge because you want to get it right. Great. But maybe you're thinking, this is not my first rodeo, I've done this before, and I'm just looking for the latest info on maternity fitness and nutrition, otherwise I'm good. Well, fair enough. But you are wise to hang with me this time around because new information is surfacing every day. Even I've been amazed researching this book, how much has come out in the last couple of years. But guess what? The Yeah Baby dream team of experts and I are on top of it. No matter how much you think you know today, by the end of this book, you're going to be even more pregnancy savvy. You'll have more knowledge about what science can do for you as well as what you don't want to do before, during, and after pregnancy. This will lay the groundwork for genuine good health now and for the rest of your life as a parent. Also, I feel strongly that whether it's your first pregnancy or your fourth pregnancy, every pregnancy is different. Every kiddo is different. Even you are different with each go-round. The impact on your life as you currently know it will be massive, no matter how many times you've experienced this before. So let's show you the proper respect you deserve, a lot, and appreciate the significance, gravitas, of this moment, which is huge. You're going to have a baby. I mean, wow, I can't imagine anything more profound than the decision to create a life and guide another human being through this world. I'm in awe of you. I wish I could come and give you a gigantic hug. Or if I'm being honest, what I really wish is that I could pop a bottle of Dom for you, but that would be inappropriate. So we'll go with the hug. What do I know? The next thing you might want to know is, what do I know about all this? Why should you listen to me? Well, I came to the realization that I wanted to be a parent in my mid-30s. That's late-ish, but certainly more the norm these days. And looking back now with two little ones, I can honestly tell you that nothing is more rewarding, fulfilling, or important than being a parent. And simultaneously, no job in my life has proven more intense, comprehensive, or all-consuming. All that said, brace yourself for this shocker. I personally have never been through the pregnancy process. Insert screeching to a halt sound here. And while some of you know this about me, others are likely having a WTF moment right now, and you might be asking yourself, why the hell did this woman write this book, and why should I listen to her advice if she's never even done it herself? Well, here's why. Because one of the people I love the most in this world became pregnant, carrying in her belly another one of the people I love the most, my son. She did the physical labor, but I was there the whole time, inserting my opinions, helping make big decisions, and obsessively researching every question and grilling every doctor every step of the way. From the moment Heidi looked me in the eyes and said, I think I'm ready to have a baby, I was all in. I made it my mission to know everything about every conceivable aspect of pregnancy. I'm an OCD control freak, another shocker. Specifically, I reviewed hundreds of articles and studies in current journals of obstetrics, nursing, and nutrition. I explored every aspect of what conventional medicine and alternative medicine had to offer. I consulted the leading naturopaths, homeopaths, registered dietitians, pregnancy fitness experts, endocrinologists, OBGYNs, and pediatricians in the field pertaining to every component of maternity, from food and fitness to labor and delivery, from morning sickness and heartburn to prenatal vitamins and acupuncture. You remember that dream team I referenced a second ago? Well, these are the experts. And I wanted to be sure I had the most current and sound information to ensure the health and well-being of my family. Knowledge is power, and the right information allowed us to make the best choices for us, to optimize the experience and outcome for my partner and my son, and all the while to feel more in control throughout the whole experience. I learned a lot, and there's so much to know. The whole time I was collecting this information, all I kept thinking, how is this information not mainstream? Why isn't every woman told about this stuff? Why isn't this information standard for all pregnant women? Shouldn't it be in some handy brochure? Why do I have to dig through hundreds of studies and then question experts to get this advice? With all the parenting info out there, shouldn't there be a place where you can go to get the real, unadulterated, raw truth? Well, it turns out there just isn't. What do doctors know, and what don't they know? The reason why there isn't a one-stop shop of complete, total, accurate pregnancy information is that there are many approaches and perspectives and opinions on what is true. And doctors and specialists tend to have very specific knowledge in one area, but it may not be the most updated knowledge, and it may not include any knowledge about other related areas. For example, in our culture, many doctors are not entirely savvy when it comes to the more holistic approach to pregnancy. They don't know a lot about nutrition or exercise science either, and they'll probably tell you to cut caffeine and alcohol. They might say to eat a protein-rich diet and make sure to get plenty of fruits, veggies, and whole grains, but some of them won't even go that far and will tell you that it doesn't matter that much what you eat as long as you aren't smoking and doing tequila shots. Most will recommend prenatal vitamins and possibly omega-3s, but they won't tell you which ones or what the differences are between brands and compositions. Our doctors are great at many things, but staying up to date on the latest food, exercise, and environmental science isn't typically a top priority. They're too busy handling the day-to-day emergencies and delivering babies. It's pretty amazing how much some doctors know, but it's also amazing what they don't know, which is one of the reasons why it's so important not just to choose a good one, but to do your own research as well. And while I get that every doctor has only so much time in a day, the fact is that in many instances, I uncovered dangerous advice that was being condoned by certain medical professionals, often via major publications and mainstream websites. And guess why? A broad and vast influence affects health information in our culture, and it comes from the unfortunate predominance of big food, big pharma, and the insurance companies that influence what information you get. I probably don't have to tell you how much this sucks. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable. No more, no way, not in my family and not in yours. If you've read any of my other books, listened to my podcast, or seen me on television, you probably already know or suspect that I've been raising the red flag for years now when it comes to chemicals and artificial foods and medications that have taken over our food supply and our environment. It's one thing to try to avoid pollution and pesticides and unnecessary medications as a full-grown adult, but when you're creating a life inside you, suddenly, environmental toxins, fake food, and pollution take on a whole new level of menace. But I've yet to know a single pregnant friend who's been warned about any of this properly, if at all. Pesticides, artificial additives, and preservatives and colorings, pollution, adulterated supplements, not to mention the toxic effects of stress. Instead, doctors tend to give the old textbook spiel. Avoid the soft cheese. No lunch meat or raw fish, and be sure to drink water. The end. Whenever I hear it, I can't help asking myself, wait a second, what century are we in again? Far more pertinent information should take precedence over watch out for the soft cheese. Do you realize that only 500 or so pregnant women get listeria per year in the United States out of the 4 million women who get pregnant? There are far greater things we should be concerning ourselves with. For example, did you know that according to a study commissioned by the Environmental Working Group, the umbilical cord blood of babies born to women in the study contained more than 200 chemicals that shouldn't be there? Yikes. I mean, you don't even get to be born with a clean slate anymore. That's how polluted we are. That's how much our environment has been infiltrated with toxic materials. And this really pisses me off. And if you're knitting a baby together, or you plan to, then I bet it pisses you off too. That's where the motivation and inspiration to write this book was conceived, pun intended. I wanted to share everything that Heidi and I have learned with all the other mommies and mommies-to-be out there so they could also be armed with the information that matters. Every parent deserves equal access to the latest, most reliable, and honest information about how to nurture the health of both mom and baby. That's the purpose of this book, to empower you with all the knowledge, facts, and cutting-edge research so that you can best protect yourself and your baby, personalize this process for an ideal outcome, and craft your own pregnancy and birth decisions for you and your baby. Your new priorities. Pregnancy is a sacred responsibility. So much of what you do, eat, think, feel, and surround yourself with, even what you smell during this time, can have a dramatic effect on you and your baby. Your behaviors now will impact everything from your delivery and how quickly your body bounces back into shape to your child's temperament and behavior, sleep patterns, how your child performs in school, your child's food preferences, lifespan, and, as I previously mentioned, even long-term earning potential. Seriously. Crazy, right? Like no other time in life, pregnancy is a rare moment when parents have the chance to directly affect the health and future of their child. Now, every pregnancy is unique and influenced by many different variables. While a few things are out of your control, such as genetics, most factors affecting your pregnancy are under your direct control. Making smart decisions, such as how you exercise and what you eat, drink, inhale, and absorb, and even your mood, can stack the deck in your baby's favor, building a strong, healthy foundation for his or her entire life. I also want you to feel reassured that while I definitely have strong opinions, the advice contained herein is not only bullshit-free, it's also judgment-free. I will tell you what's what, but I won't tell you what to do. I want you to know your choices and understand what's happening to ensure you're in the driver's seat. Unfortunately, you'll likely get plenty of judgment throughout your pregnancy because everybody seems to have an opinion about what pregnant women should and shouldn't do, and once you're a mother with a baby, it gets even worse. While I can't shield you from this, I reiterate my promise I will never do that to you. When it comes to mom wars, I'm a pacifist. You're safe with me. I respect your decisions, even when they go against my recommendations in this book. I'm here to help. I've got your back. There's just one society of mothers, and every mother is a part of it, no matter what path she chooses to take with respect to her pregnancy or parenting. We, the members of this club, are heroines. Mothering, nurturing, loving, and caring for your tiny little human is a heroic effort that deserves to be honored and cherished. Know that I welcome you, salute you, and honor you, my fellow mom in arms. I'm thrilled to have you as a member of the club. Now, let's break down what you can expect. About this book. Yeah, Baby is an information handbook and friendly source of support that will prepare you both mentally and physically for the entire process, so you have a strong, fit, and healthy pregnancy from preconception to postpartum. It will simultaneously arm you with the knowledge and the motivation to create the healthiest, most radiant child your body can possibly produce. First, we'll tackle pregnancy. If only every woman knew what to do before getting pregnant, we can eliminate a lot of the issues. In this part, I'll talk all about how to get ready, what we did, and what you can do to maximize your fertility and get you in training for the marathon that is to come. Then we'll address the rules of thumb, as I like to refer to them. Here, we're going to do a deep dive on the most current and optimal pregnancy nutrition and fitness guidelines, as well as lifestyle recommendations and alternative medicine therapies that will help keep you energized and strong while giving your little one every advantage possible for a great future life. We will go way beyond fish oil and folic acid here, so get excited. I'm even going to insert myself into how you decorate your nursery, what type of paint you use on the walls, what kind of bedding goes into the crib, the furniture you buy. Yep, it all matters. Just call me Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart with a high-stakes mission. Next, we'll address all three trimesters individually. In these sections, we will cover in detail what is going on with your body on a moment-to-moment basis, what's happening with the little growing bean inside of you, how to address any and all symptoms you may be struggling with to help alleviate any discomfort as safely and effectively as possible. Plus, perhaps most importantly, I will be giving you a separate, detailed, and comprehensive meal plan and exercise regimen for each trimester in order to take all the guesswork out of it for you and make you and Junior bulletproof. After that, we'll delve into labor and delivery, from doulas and water births to vitamin K drops and placenta eating. Can you guess how I feel about that one? Whatever it is, I've got you covered. This time, in my opinion, can be the most frightening. And I'm going to take you by the hand and guide you step by step through all your options so you're empowered and unafraid. Last of all, we'll cover the equal parts exhilarating and exhausting fourth trimester, the 3 to 6 month period after your child is born. In the fourth trimester, we focus on healing and recovering from the pregnancy and birth, adapting to the new physical and psychological demands of being a mommy, and quite frankly, getting your physique back into top-notch shape. Finally, to assuage any last doubts you might have about the legitimacy of my advice, let me assure you, I know people. No, I don't mean I know people who will come and break your thumbs if you question my authority. On the contrary, I want you to question me and anyone else if what they tell you doesn't feel right to you. I mean, one nice thing about being well-known in the health and wellness world is that I have access to the best people in the business, aka your Yeah Baby dream team. My endocrinologist, Dr. Kati Van Hurley, is one of the best in the country. I know one of the most awesome food experts on the planet, Cheryl Forberg, a registered dietitian, New York Times best-selling author, and James Beard award-winning chef who worked with me as the nutritionist on The Biggest Loser. She is brilliant and is with us as part of our dream team to help you out. I also found the best possible pregnancy fitness expert, Andrea Orbeck, to train Heidi before, during, and after pregnancy. Now she will help inform your fitness plan. We've got Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenz on board, an OBGYN in private practice in Beverly Hills, who is devoted to women's empowerment and public education, and who has a ton of training in holistic and integrative medicine. She's here to keep all of our heads screwed on straight when it comes to the craziness and misinformation that so often accompany pregnancy and childbirth. Finally, our pediatrician, Dr. Jay Gordon, is one of the foremost in the field. Lucky for me, and you, all five have agreed to serve as my panel of experts weighing in on all the issues and giving us their insider advice on what's true, what's not so true, what's new, what is age-old and still valid. These are people that, frankly, most of us don't have access to. They're pretty exclusive and pretty well-known for good reason. They're the best of the best, and now they're at your disposal. They are truly the cream of the proverbial crop when it comes to pregnancy-related health information. I trust all five of them implicitly, and you can too. If you're at all familiar with my previous work, you know that every book I write is inspired by my own personal journeys, be it with weight loss, finding a purpose, self-worth and self-esteem, professional success, or anything else relevant to what I want to tell you. If I've endeavored to achieve it and eventually attained it, I've written about it. Therefore, throughout the book, I will be sharing my own personal experiences with regard to my fertility and hormonal history, as well as the origin story of how my beautiful family was born, literally and figuratively. And while everyone's journey with fertility and pregnancy is different, some themes always apply. Those of longing, hope, and enduring love are universal. One more important thought to help you mentally and emotionally frame up this journey. No matter what you may be feeling or thinking at any point in this process, it's okay. If you hate being pregnant, it's okay. If you're feeling vain and worried about stretch marks or baby weight, it's okay. If you're nauseated, tired, and resenting the hell out of the whole thing at any given moment, that is also okay. I want to normalize any emotion you may feel, especially if someone tries to shame you for it. If such a thing occurs, the shame is their issue, not yours. There were days Heidi hated being pregnant. There were days she loved it. There were days I was overwhelmed and terrified about how our lives were going to change. And there were days I was overcome with excitement. This is normal. If you should be in maternal bliss for 40 weeks, then fantastic. Enjoy. If for any reason you're not, I say again, it's okay. You will be okay. Your baby will be okay. The most important thing is for you to feel safe and validated in any of the emotions you may have. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's jump right in and get to it. You and I have a lot to talk about. We have experts to consult. I have stories to tell. Most of all, I want you to come through this trial by fire we call pregnancy, feeling your ultimate best for the life you're creating and yourself too. Because you are going to be a mama, and mamas need love, care, and nurturing. And I'm going to show you how to do that for yourself so you can do the best mothering job possible. You've got this, and I've got you. Together, we can handle anything that might happen. So let's build a healthy baby and make you one hot mama. Part 1, the Yeah Baby Basics. Chapter 1, Start Me Up, What to Do Before You Get Preggers. Time to get knocked up? It's kind of ironic, isn't it? As younger women, we spend a considerable amount of effort trying not to get pregnant. Then, when the time comes to completely reverse that mindset, it can be a little disorienting. Please don't let me be pregnant somehow turns into, please let me be pregnant. The average woman in the United States spends 3 decades of her life not necessarily all in a row, trying to avoid pregnancy, and about 5 years trying to get pregnant, being pregnant, and going through the postpartum period to get the two children most women say they want. However, during those 5 precious years, for you it may be only one or it could be a decade, how you live your life can help in big ways to determine how easily you'll become a future mom. Although not everyone does it, planning and prepping your body appropriately for fertility and a healthy pregnancy are essential, both for you and for your baby. If you're already pregnant, you could skip straight to chapter 2, but I hope you'll read this chapter anyway. You might learn some good stuff that will still be relevant to you. If not, let's start the preparation process for the pregnancy to come. And it is a process, an important one. Maybe you didn't expect that, and maybe you're trying to guess what I'm getting at. I am at a healthy weight. I have no fertility issues that I'm aware of. What is she talking about? Well, not to worry. I'm going to tell you. Our inadvertent path to pregnancy planning. I don't want to jump ahead too much, but in an attempt to stress the significance of this chapter, let me say the following. Thankfully, Heidi is gay. No, it's not because we like rainbows and pride parades. It's because we were doing IUI, intrauterine insemination, aka the turkey baster method, which forced us to the doctor before Heidi was pregnant and not after, like most heterosexual couples I know. And these doctors asked a million questions, sent her to several other doctors, and ran a battery of tests, which I initially thought unnecessary and inconvenient. We're gay, I thought, not infertile, for God's sake. Get the baster, shoot her up. This is such a waste of time. I was incredibly impatient and annoyed until those tests revealed some surprising and extremely significant results. It turns out that Heidi had uterine polyps, a definite roadblock to conceiving naturally. Had we been a typical heterosexual couple, we likely would have tried to get pregnant for 2 years before discovering something was wrong. And had Heidi actually managed to get pregnant in spite of those polyps, she had thyroid issues she was unaware of, which could have caused major complications during her pregnancy or even caused infertility had they not been addressed beforehand. As grateful as I was to have had this utterly inadvertent intervention, I was also a bit stunned. I remember thinking, why doesn't everybody go through this process? If a perfectly healthy young woman found these unexpected conditions, wouldn't all couples want to know what their health status is before they start trying? Think of the time and heartache it would save those with fertility issues left in the dark month after month, wondering why the at-home pregnancy tests kept coming up negative. Even more importantly, wouldn't everyone want to find out if they have any issues that could cause problems during and even after the pregnancy and resolve them ahead of time? Why don't all doctors recommend this to all their patients before they try to conceive? Not just the gay ones sent to the fertility clinic as a formality. I was also left wondering why a young, healthy woman would be hyperthyroid. And why was her uterus covered in polyps? Heidi saw her OBGYN for regular checkups. Why didn't someone catch this ages ago? Why hadn't her OBGYN asked her if she planned on getting pregnant at any point, so all these issues could have been identified and rectified sooner? This is really where my gears began turning. How could this whole process be backward for the majority of our population? But there's so much to tell. So let's start at the beginning. Don't worry, we aren't going to go back to the Big Bang. I mean the beginning of how Heidi and I came to learn about the importance and necessity of a pre-pregnancy plan and how we implemented it. The beginning. This process started for Heidi and me in early 2010. At this time, I was working on a TV show called Losing It. On this show, I would move in with overweight families and coach them back to health. Of course, the families had kids, and for one of the episodes, I moved in with a family in Detroit who had two little girls. One of the little girls was named Lily, and she was 9 years old. I adored her. I would wake up with them, pack their lunches, help them make their healthier dinners, and talk about why we were switching out certain foods for other foods, like whole grain bread for white bread. And I loved it. Truly, I enjoyed my conversations with that kid more than any other conversation I was having in my life at that time. Well, this rocked my world. Until this point, I truly never thought I was going to have kids. I was very focused on my career, and I had some fertility issues, which I will delve into momentarily, and the combo of the two had me relatively oblivious. After Lily, however, the genie was out of the bottle, and she wasn't going back in. Cliche as it may sound, I finally realized that family is the true meaning of life. I love my work, don't get me wrong, but having children transcends it all, in my opinion. They're the point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?